Mr. Sultenberg.
Good morning.
Morning. One question, is the extension of the NATO mission to the Mediterranean and the Libyan coast one of the possibilities for the moment?
Well, we are going to discuss NATO's presence in the Aegean Sea when I now meet with the defense ministers from the European Union. And NATO has deployed 6 ships to the Aegean Sea. They are doing reconnaissance, surveillance, and providing real-time information to the Turkish Coast Guard, to the Greek Coast Guard, and also to the EU border agency, Frontex. And I think that the cooperation we see in the Aegean Sea between NATO and the European Union is of great importance, partly because NATO provides practical support to the efforts of the local coast guards and of the European Union to manage the situation, but also because NATO provides a platform for closer cooperation between Turkey, a non-EU member, to cooperate closer with the European Union. And that is important in managing the situation. Then it's too early to say how we're going to address also the challenges we see in other parts of the Mediterranean. We are now transforming our maritime operation, Active Endeavour, into a maritime security operation, and that provides us also the basis for closer cooperation with the European Union in the Mediterranean more in general. But how we will do that and in what ways, that's too early to say. Let me also just add that I'm looking forward to meet with the defense ministers of the European Union. And I think that the European Union summit or council in June and the NATO summit in July provides a very good platform for enhanced cooperation between the European Union and NATO. And we will look into how we can expand that cooperation. And I think we see different areas where there are great value of NATO and the European Union working together. For instance, Libya. NATO stands ready to provide support to the new government of national accord. I strongly welcome the strong will in the European Union to support the new government. And there is a need for making sure that what we do is complementary, that we add value, and that we coordinate our efforts to support the new unity government or government of national accord in Libya. And we are in direct contact with the new Libyan government, looking into how NATO can provide support, if so requested by the new government. Then the Aegean Sea, there I welcome the close cooperation between NATO and and the European Union, and we have seen a significant reduction in the number of migrants and refugees coming to the Greek islands. And I think that shows that the international efforts have an impact. And the aim is to cut the lines of illegal smuggling of people and try to find solutions so we can have a much safer and much better and well-organized situation in the whole region and in the Aegean Sea. Hybrid warfare is another area where there is a need for enhanced cooperation between the European Union and NATO. This is about threats and challenges, which is a mixture of military and non-military means, covert and overt operations. So there is an obvious need for coordination between NATO and the European Union. I will also update the EU ministers on our dialogue with Russia. And tomorrow we will have the first meeting of the NATO-Russia Council since 2014. And we will address Ukraine and the crisis in and around Ukraine. military activity, transparency, risk reductions, and Afghanistan. And I think that the incidents we have seen in the Baltic Sea over the last week with the unprofessional and unsafe behavior of Russian planes close to an American ship and also close to an American plane just underlines the importance of open military lines of communications, of predictability and risk reduction. And these are among the issues we will discuss with Russia tomorrow when the NATO-Russia Council meets.
Secretary General, do you expect any concrete outcome from NATO-Russia?
It is very important that we have political dialogue, especially when times are difficult as they are now. So when tensions are high, I think the need for open channels for political dialogue, for predictability, for transparency, is even more important. So the main purpose of the meeting of the NATO-Russia Council tomorrow is to exchange views, is to be transparent, is to contribute to predictability, and to discuss Ukraine, the implementation of the Minsk agreements, and also to address how we can have more enhance the mechanisms of risk reduction related to military activities, as we have, for instance, have seen in the Baltic Sea with the dangerous incidents we have seen there over the last week.
In general, Russia sees the modernization of NATO very differently. It sees it as a threat. Do you think that that's something you'll discuss tomorrow?
So we will discuss military activity, and of course I expect the Russians to say and to present their view. And that's the reason why we meet them, is that we are not afraid of dialogue. Actually, we think dialogue is more important when times are difficult, when tensions are high. And since we face some really serious challenges now, I think it's especially important that we are able to meet the Russians and expect them to present their view. We will present our view. And I would like to underline that the fact that we are now convening a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council does not mean that we are back to business as normal. We decided back in 2014 to suspend practical cooperation, and we have also implemented the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. But we have decided to keep channels for political dialogue open, and the NATO-Russia Council is one way of making sure that we have political dialogue with Russia. And NATO does not seek a new Cold War, and NATO don't want a new arms race. And what NATO has done when it comes to reinforcement of our collective defense is defensive, it is proportionate, and it is a direct response to what we have seen of Russian aggressive behavior in Ukraine.
You mentioned possible support, NATO support for the new Libyan government that is just forming. What could that mean in concrete terms?
So we have a mandate from our heads of states and government to stand ready to provide support for the new Libyan government or the government of national accord. And what we are looking into is especially capacity building, defense institution reform, because we have seen how important it is to have these institutions in place when you try to build a more stable Libya. But of course, this is something which will only be done after request from the new government of national accord, and we are not planning for any new combat operations in Libya. So this is about supporting the government if they so request.
Do you have more warships to help with the migrant
crisis?
What about
more warships? We have 6 ships there now, and we are constantly assessing the need for more ships. But so far, we have sufficient number of ships, but of course there are rotations, and some ships are leaving, others are coming, and we will discuss how to sustain this presence, and we will of course do that in very close coordination with Turkey, with Greece, and with the European Union. I welcome the contributions from different NATO allied countries, and they have provided different kinds of capabilities. And what the NATO ships are doing is that they are doing reconnaissance, surveillance, collecting information, and then sharing this information in real time with the local coast guards. And then we have seen many examples of how, for instance, the Turkish Coast Guard take action based upon the information they have received from NATO ships.
Could the Aegean ship link up with Sophia in terms of sharing information?
I think it's I will not speculate on that, because now we are focused on the Aegean, and I think we have proven how NATO and the European Union can work closer together, and also how NATO can bring together a non-EU state, Turkey, in a closer cooperation with the European Union, and that's of importance itself, create a platform for coordination and cooperation. Then we have the Active Endeavour mission, which we now are transforming into, which is a Mediterranean mission, which we now are transforming into a maritime security mission. And we expect that to be done by the NATO summit in July. And whether that can create the basis for a closer cooperation with the SOFIA naval mission of the European Union, I will not speculate. I think we just sit down with the European Union and discuss with them how we can work together, and based on the experience from the Aegean, whether we can do anything more in the Mediterranean more in general. Okay, thank you so much.